Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Broker Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or BlackRidge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and BlackRidge Asset Management are not affiliated with Peak Broker Services.
You're listening to the Financial Guys.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money.
Newsflash, guys. Stop attacking businesses, because when all the businesses are gone, nobody's going to pay your salary anymore. You get that?
If the goal is to create a loser mentality, well, you're winning.
I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right. It's the wide
it's
open 90%. Southern border, right?
Yeah.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Financial Guys podcast. Thanks for joining us. We do appreciate it. And just a day late, because yesterday we filled in for the Bob Lonsbury show in Rochester. So don't be surprised if we host this. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Don't be surprised if we host this like a radio show, only because we did 4 hours of radio yesterday, and it's a hard habit to break.
I'll tell you what, I give a lot of credit to the folks like Bauer Lee or Bellavia that do radio every single day, as you really have. I mean, it's easy to sort of go back to the same content. You know, I mean, I would say it's easy for us because we do a podcast once a week and a radio show once a week. You know, we're not overwhelmed with having to search for new information. You know, it's pretty easy if you got a few days of a break to, you know, boy, I mean, it's funny. We were doing radio yesterday and I said we could just listen to the top of the hour breaks and do a whole hour on the information that came out at the top of the hour breaks. You know, they were talking yesterday about the record amount of shootings in Rochester, you know.
Yeah.
Wow, go figure. Go figure. Defund the police. There you go. Not support the police. And yet their inner city folks are killing each other. There's a shocker. But, you know, it literally could. But it is, you know, every day I give them credit. So we're going to have some fun with today's show. Maybe we can even talk a little bit of money. You know, we've been aggressively rebalancing our portfolios. You know, I've been doing reviews with clients. And, you know, it's funny because you look at what's happened over the last 12 months. And the folks that have taken advantage of COVID, the upper middle class to the wealthy, right? These are people that have assets. You know, maybe some of them have 500,000, 600,000, 800,000 in retirement accounts, right? Done exceptionally well. You know, the folks, of course, that have millions and done exceptionally well too, you know, or a lot of times we're using this very similar models. Technology has allowed us to be able to do that. But, you know, I was talking to a client yesterday and they said, man, we're up like 100-something thousand bucks over the last 12 months. But yet they're worried about what's going on with what Biden is doing. And I said, I'm worried about what Biden's doing too. But what he's going to do is he's going to make the gap between what I would say the upper middle class and the poor middle class wider. You know, if you have no money in the market over the last 12 months, you basically are behind, because now they flooded the market with cash. Inflation is kicking in. You don't have the purchasing power. But guess what? If you had $500,000 and it was invested properly, now maybe it's six or seven, right?
Right.
And in some of our portfolios, eight or nine, right? So we kept up with it.
Right. And so when the price of a 2x4 goes from, you know, $3 to $10, or the price of a sheet of plywood goes from $25 to $100, if your portfolio went from $1 million to $1.5 million and you made $500,000 in investments to offset that.
You can still afford it.
You can still afford it. It doesn't hit you as hard. We said the same thing a long time ago about gas prices, right? The Democrat policies, what happens is it just, all it does is it hurts the poor. It hurts they punish the exact same people they profess to help. Okay, I'm going to, you know, kowtow to the liberal green energy group. Okay, so we're going to kill the pipeline and we're going to stop any sort of exploratory drilling or drilling at all on on federal lands. What's the outcome of that? Well, higher gas prices. Who makes out with that? ExxonMobil does really well. ExxonMobil stock has doubled this year. Doubled, okay? Yeah. So if you owned Exxon stock, you were getting a 10% dividend to own it at $32 a share. If Exxon stock, let's say if Exxon company makes 10% per barrel and a barrel of oil is $30, they make $3 per barrel. If that same barrel of oil, because they restrict supply, goes to $80 a barrel, well, now they're making $8 per barrel, right? Their profits go way up. And that's
probably even more.
And their stock price has.
The higher that goes up, the bigger their margins are, right? They're not changing anything, right? They're still paying Sally $40,000 a year, right? But now.
Exactly.
So, but here's the thing. The people that upper middle class, the people that you and I deal with, right? Because we deal with their money. You know, yeah. So liberal lefts don't call it, say, oh, you don't help the poor. No, we manage money. That's what we do, right? So folks come in, and they come in with their $400,000, their $500,000. I would say exactly the opposite of what people think is going to happen. So, no, Joe Biden's going to ruin ExxonMobil. Nope. Joey, by the way, probably owns ExxonMobil in his retirement accounts.
Probably.
Certainly Mitt Romney does, right?
Absolutely.
Certainly the Clinton family and their foundation, I'm sure they've got some pretty heavy money managers. So the wealthy, the upper middle class, you'll see the poor continue to struggle even more. They'll be right back at the table. These folks are mental midgets. They'll be right back at the table a year from now going, wait a minute, these poor people cannot afford to fill their car up anymore. No, we got to help them even more, right? And the gap continues to
grow. Well, that's when the Democrats come out and they blame the oil companies, right? That's that? So they restrict supply.
Oh, that's coming next,
That's coming next, right? Here's the playbook, right? They restrict supply. Then gas prices go to $4, then to $5 a barrel, which is very little eventually go, right? Mm-hmm. The people that make, who does it hurt? Well, that's single mom with two kids making $50,000 a year trying to make ends meet. That's, maybe divorced or whatever.
Yeah.
It's tough, right? I mean, the number one cause of poverty is single parent households in this country. And those are the folks that get hammered when it comes to gas prices going from $2 a gallon to $4 a gallon. Now they're spending, these are folks that are typically budgeted, right down to the penny, paycheck to paycheck, right?
Yeah. The washer breaks and they're screwed. Really?
That's sad. I mean, they're literally living paycheck to paycheck, and the hope is that they get a little bit of raises as they get more experience. They can put some money away, and they the best part about this country is the opportunity to get into the middle class and to claw your way up into the upper class possibly. But when you dump on, here's doubling your energy prices, here's doubling your gas prices, here's a higher utility cost because we want a virtue signal that windmills are going to save the world, even though there's no evidence that they even produce nearly enough electricity. Not to mention all the other side effects. It's just sad that these same folks that vote for the same people are the ones that ultimately are the ones that get screwed by him, while Joe Biden gets wealthier. And that's the sad part, right? Our clients call us and they say, I'm really worried. I'm like, well, the good news is you're already in the top 1%.
Yeah.
And the wealthy will always get wealthier. I don't care what administration is there. I don't care if you raise taxes because there's tax shelters. You just invest in a different way. That's all.
Yeah. That's right. They'll figure out a way around it. Corporate America will figure out a way around, whether it's setting up trust, whether it's corporations or small to medium-sized companies, which I'm calling the upper middle class. You're going to see this divide now between what I would say the lower middle class, and those are people that are living paycheck to paycheck, as you said. Maybe they've got a nice house, they rent a nice apartment, but they don't have a lot of capital assets set aside. And then the people that have done that, and they might not be uber rich, you're not talking millions and millions of dollars, but they've got $500,000-$600,000, and they'll participate in the inflationary environment that we're in. They'll participate with equities, real estate appreciation, right? They'll keep up with it, where the quote lower middle class will not. And some of them, unfortunately, are going to fall into the poor. They're going to fall into the trap of California, which is, oh my gosh, I cannot afford to live at all anymore.
Right.
In some of these
Under a bridge. I'm living under a bridge. That's what's happened in California. They're living under bridges. The homelessness is out of control. While liberals like Bill Gates espouse his virtue, yet not a penny. I mean, he could house everyone in California if he wanted to. Doesn't do it. Why? You have to ask yourself that, right? The thing is that the sad part is that Republicans do a lousy job of explaining their positions and how they help everybody. I think Trump did a decent job of that, but the rest of the Republican Party is totally useless, right? They could go back and look and say, look at what we did under President Trump, okay? All, a minority groups, Latinos, African-Americans, all-time record low, 40, 50-year lows in unemployment, the opportunities that existed because a rising tide lifts all boats, talking about creating a robust economy. There's two ways. I was talking to a client recently. I was just explaining to him how the all this flooding of money going into the market is working. And I used a campfire analogy, right? You can build a campfire with cardboard boxes. It burns very bright and it burns very hot, but it doesn't burn for very long. That's government stimulus. That's the money the government's throwing into this market. It's causing the economy to go higher. It's causing inflation. It's burning hot, but it's not sustainable. It's not going to burn very long. Or you can build a fire with good, solid logs, ash, oak, maple, things that are going to burn longer, right? It sometimes it takes a little bit harder to to get it started and get it going, but it's sustainable. You don't have to continuously put fuel on it every 4 seconds, right? Mm-hmm. That's lower regulation, lower taxes, and free market economies that can generate that kind of long-lasting, long-burning fire that is our economic engine. What yep. we're doing right now is just throwing cardboard, gasoline at times, right? Rocket fuel, $1.9 yep. trillion. Here you go. Here's some more. It's crazy.
And to your point, and we've talked about this for years. I hear the Democrats say, well, we're going to build roads and bridges with it. But you don't, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there may be some little bit of an argument. You know, you look back at, where we live in Western New York here, and you look back at Niagara Falls, right? And some of those recessions, decades ago, when they took money and they actually built steps to go down to the falls, right?
Yeah.
Maybe the argument is, that money would have been better off in entrepreneurs' pockets, so they could have done what they needed to do with the money. But at least they built something, right?
At least they paid people to do something.
Yep. Now to your point, that money is going into, quote, the economy, but it's going to allow people to stay at home, right? And adding to the inflationary environment, right? Because it's not only, okay, we've got this big supply without this demand, but now we're a shortage of labor, right? I think on the radio show, I talked about, opening my pool the other day, and my pool guy saying, Mike, I'm hiring people for $25-$26 an hour, and I cannot find anybody. I say, how could that be when all as I hear from the Democrats is people are poor. Look, if you and I didn't have a job and we had to feed our family, I wouldn't be waiting around for the government. I'd be opening pools.
Right. Now, how long do you think it will be until the pool price, until the pool guy raises his prices, right?
Because already did.
That's what happens, right?
He already did. He had a man-to-man conversation with me, and he's like, look at Mike, I'm sorry, but here's where I am. And I said, look at, I have no other choice, first of all. Right. I got to get my pool open because I don't want it to turn green and get ruined, right? Yep. But second ago of all, I get it. Like, you had an honest conversation with me about where you are. I see the numbers. And you know what? Guess what? My stock portfolio went up. I'm okay. I can handle this, right?
Yep.
And so you got to really take a step. Of course, we always do that, right? I always tell my clients, you do the same thing as we're doing reviews. We go through periods where a Biden gets elected, and you don't just crawl under a hole. You have to try to maneuver and figure out how to get around it. And let me tell you this, and I'll leave with this. We'll play some videos. The liberals figure out ways around everything better than anybody. Mr. Dirtbag John Kerry figures out a way to park his boat in a different state to avoid taxes. He'll tell you he's not. He'll tell you he's supporting Joey Biden and all the higher taxes, but then he takes his damn yacht and moves it over to a dock that's cheaper, right? He does the same thing with his airplane.
He landed in Iceland or somewhere on his private jet. And they chastised him for it. The funny part was how could you come here in a private jet? He goes, well, my time is so valuable that if it took me days and days and days to get here. There's commercial flights, John, that go from the United States to Iceland. I think there's some direct ones, actually,
why is his time rowing there. But his time is so valuable, and that says a lot. His time is so important that screw the environment, right? Because John Kerry's bigger than the environment, but Mike and Glenn, we're not, yep, right?
That's right. See how that works?
DiCaprio, see, he's so important that he can fly to make sure his movie is on time, right? He can't go 3 days on a commercial airliner, but Mike and Glenn, screw you guys. You guys can go 3 days. Yeah. You're not going to kill the environment.
Right.
I'm more important than the environment is what they're saying. You're not. Your family's not.
That's right.
Same thing with gun regulation, right? Oh, yeah. It's okay. LeBron Dirtbag James. It's okay for me to have an entourage of people with guns. But the police officers who need to make a second-to-second decision to save somebody's life, shame on them, right?
He had a police escort, Mike, on the to a concert after bashing the police. It's really unbelievable. I mean, it's hard to look at these folks and what they do.
Did you see, we should play, I should see if I could find that video where that police officer did the spoof.
That was good, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, can we play that.
Should I do? Yeah, if I could find it.
There's something else
I was going to say there, and I forgot what it was. But
LeBron, there's two guys stabbing each other. What should I do?
What should I do? Stop it. Stop stabbing each other. Stop.
Sir, stop. Please stop stabbing him, sir. Stop stabbing him. He goes, why does that matter? Like LeBron asked him what color they are. He goes, they're black on black. Oh, okay, so it's okay for another black man to stab a black man and for me not to get involved because they're black?
Right.
Okay, I got to go. Okay.
Got to go.
Have fun.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
All right, which video LeBron,
LeBron must... LeBron must know he's a good basketball player. Yeah, right. That's great. Yeah, pick one. Pick one. You'll be able. We'll be able to comment on all three. Grab one.
Fauci one here. Let's see if I can get it.
Yeah. Is this the herd immunity? We're never going to get there, folks.
These
never
going
to get the herd immunity.
Think about the mixed messaging these folks are, right? The mixed messaging. So Biden, again, he's in the White House taking a picture with a 98-year-old. What is he like? He's like 100-something years old, right? 98, I think he is. He gets a picture taken, Joe Obama, in the White House with a very small Carter family. I don't know, were they shrunk, I guess, as they got older? They were very tiny in the picture, the most bizarre picture I've ever seen with with Joe and his wife, the doctor, you know, there. So he's got no mask on. He's inside, right? After doing an interview saying it's your patriotic duty to have a mask on, even outdoors around people, but not when you're by yourself. So he's inside with a 98-year-old couple, doesn't wear a mask, goes outside to leave, puts the mask on when he's outside with just him and his wife, right? No wonder people aren't getting the vaccine. They've hit a plateau in vaccines because people are looking at it going, okay, you guys, we've played along this whole time. What's the message here? The message is we have no idea what to tell you. We think you should sometimes wear it, sometimes don't wear it. Now jump up and down on one leg. Now clap your hands and rub your belly. Now pat your head. Now good like a good little boy. Yeah. This is a joke. Like, honest to God, is this a hokey fucking pokey? What the hell's going on here with these people? Yeah. Seriously. It's outrageous.
Because there's half the country that knows that no matter what happens, they are going to continue to move the goalpost. You can only move the goalpost so many times before people stop kicking the ball, right?
I'm not even sure, but they've taken the goalpost and they've moved them, like, apart. It's not even as if they've...
Oh, yeah. No, like, it's not even the same game anymore.
Right.
Well, this is it, right? So we don't even need to play this. Fauci advised U.S. herd immunity, a phrase that doesn't really apply to COVID. Wait a minute.
Oh.
That's all you talked about for the last year was, once we get to herd immunity, we can take the face diapers off and go back to living our life. Now you're saying, look it, we've moved the goalpost so many darn times, and to your point, we've ripped it apart, there is no more herd immunity. So get used to face diapers forever. Forever.
Yeah, that's a joke.
I'll tell you this. There's a few weeks left in the school systems, and by fall, if the face diapers are still around, I think we start our own school. Honest to God.
Oh, yeah.
We start
absolutely.
Our own school with our own rules. You know who does this very well? The Amish. The Amish do this extremely well. Like, screw you. We're just starting up our own clan. I'm not wearing the hat. I'm not wearing the outfit, although nothing against it. I love their outfits. You know, like the hats. I'm not wearing them. But you just start your own schools, and you say, you know what? We've had enough. You start to divide the country up. That's what they want to do.
I might wear those hats.
In the sun. I mean, I'm not against them.
I like those hats.
Yeah.
They're kind of badass. But, they look kind of dark, the black with the rim on it. I don't know. I think I look good in that, actually.
It does say I believe in me. Let's just put it that way. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Can we play this?
Oh, it exudes confidence. I'm telling you. All right. Let's see what
happens.
Let's try it.
We're making it easier. Is herd immunity still the goal of the administration? Because as you know, Dr. Fauci, among others, have sort of backed away from using that term as a benchmark.
Yeah, I think that I'll let Dr. Fauci comment, obviously, on the science of that. What he's advised us is that it's probably a phrase that doesn't really apply here to this particular virus in this circumstance. Our goal, as you noted, Anderson, is to get to 70% of the country with one shot, 160 million Americans fully vaccinated by July 4th. If we get there with...
Why? Can you stop there for a second? Why is the goal 160? The goal... should have been no more deaths. That's what it should be. And guess what? Here in New York State, we're at 1.5% infection rate with a 99.997% survival rate, right? 1.5. So out of every 100 people, 1.5 people have COVID with a 99.97% survival rate. I said this and I'll continue to say, you have a better chance of getting taken down by a shark right now or dying from a hammer falling off a shelf at a hardware store than you do of COVID. But you don't look at herd immunity anymore. That's not it. It's just going to be whatever. Yep. You're just going to wear a face diaper forever because we think
it doesn't
it'll be
apply
here.
To this virus, Mike.
Not
herd
this
immunity
virus.
Doesn't apply to not no. this
every,
virus.
I know every talk, other virus. At,
yeah, we're going to hit herd immunity. Yeah, because herd immunity is virus specific, right? It doesn't as if herd immunity is not a general principle that applies everybody basically getting it, right?
We're at herd immunity.
And what they're going to do is they're going to say we would have been herd immunity without the vaccine, by the way. For those of you that I love the vaccine, I love the warp speed. I love what Trump did. But in all honesty, when you look at where we're at on the numbers, when you look at where we're at on the curve, all, and you can go back and look at the swine flu and previous types of things like this. They rush out the vaccine when the curve is already heading to the ground, basically. And then they institute the vaccine. They say, see, the vaccine worked. It was the same thing with the masks, right? They lifted the yep. masks. Everything was fine. Numbers dropped. They said, oh, my God, numbers are dropping without the mask. We better impose another mask mandate. They imposed the mask mandate. After the numbers hit the bottom, then they come out and say, see, the mask worked. See, the yeah. mask worked. It's like the self-fulfilling prophecy. It's that feedback loop where they don't even understand what they're doing. They actually believe that there's a cause and effect between certain things, when in actuality, they're adding the cause after the effect. And they're yeah. attributing the effect to the cause that they're putting in after the effect has happened. And that's yeah. what they do on a consistent basis.
The good
with a
news
lot of
is
this stuff.
We have data of states that have thought very differently, right? And their data right. is better than the states that protected us. So, yeah, we can play. Why don't we? Because we're I know we're going to cut this podcast a little bit shorter than normal. Let's play the next one. This is New York City workers. They yeah. don't. There's a bunch of New York City workers that really do not want to go back to work because they fear their health is in the way. Right?
I mean, God, no.
they fear that. You know, de Blasio and Cuomo are now not worried about their health anymore. There's absolutely no way, Glenn, there's absolutely no way that they could go back to work and be near somebody and do their job because of the fear that COVID might kill them. Okay. If you can't play the video, and I'm sure she can splice this in. Kelsey, they can splice this in if you can't. But one of the things you'll notice with this New York City video is these people are protesting, but they're not social distanced. So they can't go to work. There's absolutely no way they could go to work. Not a chance that they could go to work and be near somebody. Now, I'm sure in New York City, there's not a business in New York City that is going to say you're not allowed to wear a face diaper, right? You know, there's a lot of businesses like ours that have said, look, you make your own choice. You want to wear a face diaper, you wear a face diaper. If you don't, you don't. You know, that's your own choice. Your body, your choice, right? Yeah. These folks, you'll see them hand in hand protesting. So for some reason, you know, for me, I'm thinking, why don't you just give them their work right there? Why don't we bring their desk down? And they seem to have no problem working hand in hand with all these protesters. Why don't you bring the desk right there?
How about we just fire these people and replace them with people who actually want to work? Why don't we just
Absolutely.
Get rid of the fuck? Because clearly life has gone on without them. I mean, I hate to say it, but I mean, well, at some point, people are going to realize that we don't really need all you folks in the public sector.
Here's the problem, then. Absolutely the number one problem. There's a lot of people that are protesting that want that, right? You fire me, I can now sign up. You'd see the old school days when you got fired, you didn't get free welfare and unemployment forever. Now it's COVID. It's a rough time. Oh, you got fired. You can stay home for the next 99 weeks and get your full paycheck. And don't worry, we're probably going to throw another $1,400 stimulus at you as well. So don't think for a second some of these people don't want that, right?
All right, here's the video.
Safe for me.
And while there's some apprehension,
subway's my concern. You know, closeness, close quarters, overcrowding.
For the most part, city workers seemed okay with returning to the office this morning, despite some protesting over the weekend, accusing the mayor of using them as political pawn.
Oh my God. You notice one thing? They're all together, Glenn. Look at this.
What is she wearing?
Everyone has their own opinion. You know, it's like that, you know what? We all got one.
Wow. We learned from our schools how to do things. It's exciting to have.
Let me get this straight. We learned from our schools how to do things right. Your schools are failing miserably in New York City. The shootings are up 100%. You have a 1 in 4 chance of going to prison if you graduate from a New York State public school in New York City. Are you crazy?
I'll tell you what they learned, Glenn. They learned how to optimize pension plans, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
to give credit where credit's due, one of the things the New York State teachers unions have done is they've segregated their pension money, and it's actually running pretty well now, I think. It's in a balanced portfolio. They've taken advantage of COVID, right? Prices went down. I'm sure they rebalanced and bought stuff cheaper. So, the kids have been screwed. But
they're resilient.
But salaries are up. Pensions are fine. That's all we care
that's
about. This guy right here. What kind of a moron votes for this guy, right? Literally, They've absolutely destroyed New York City. I cannot imagine living in that city and going, you know what, de Blasio's been doing a really good job. This is just great.
Good.
I mean, two out of every three businesses
gone. As you get shoved into the tracks of the subway train coming, right? Oh, de Blasio's a great terrible.
Well, I just thought it was absolutely hilarious. These people protesting that they can't go back to work because they don't want to be in a close space with people, yet they are on top of each other protesting. Maybe we wrap it up with the hypocrisy of the left. And Stefan Mihailu has done an amazing job of putting together this video this morning. You know, once again, the left, you've got to give them credit because they continue to smash you right in your face if you're a conservative Republican, conservative paying the bills, right? I mean, let's face it. The conservatives are the ones that I love to hear that they're not paying their fair share. They're paying the whole share. When you listen to Joe Biden, he's like, dude, all of them asking is they pay their fair share. Joe, they pay the whole damn share, the entire share they pay, right?
Yep.
Now, we've already got a laundry list of things that Mr. Poloncarz has screwed us about, right? So he said, look, you can't go out if your kids go and play hockey, but me and my mates, we can go play hockey, right? He said, you shouldn't be having parties with your friends. He was busted in a backyard party with a cold one in his hand, hanging out with his neighbors, shooting the bull.
Yep.
The golfing, right? So now he's out golfing with his buddies.
Telling you not to have Thanksgiving dinner with your family, basically.
20 to 30 of his friends are all hugging each other, having fun. He came up with some bullshit about a 10-minute rule, which is laughable,
which he completely made up, right? But like everything else the CDC is made up, so what the hell?
You can't gather for Easter dinner, as you pointed out, Glenn, but Gal Bernstein decides to give out free condoms and Narcan at the Broadway Market. If you want to gather there and get yourself a bunch of condoms on Good Friday, that was just fine. So this is another one. This really tops it off. And as a taxpayer in Erie County, I'm pissed off. I'm just so sick and tired of this crap, right? Like, you're not going to open up businesses, but yet, let's play the video. See how they top themselves off with this.
I love how Danny Neverth is the top of the first one at the trough, right? He's the top of the list going to Vegas. Mm. He's in charge. He's a former celebrity, I guess, in Western New York, radio personality, good friend of
I'm not sure he was ever on radio, but he sold. I know he used to sell stuff, but regardless.
Yeah, whatever. But nevertheless, he's kind of but sadly, he's like the top of he's the top of the pork and patronage list, right? He's working for the Erie County, Homeland Security because, you know.
Yep, top of the list. You're right.
Anyway. Oh, come on, computer. Seriously?
There we go. Oh, you had it.
I know, that disappeared. I'm going to throw this computer out the window in a second.
That's how I usually get it to work. Toss it in the hallway. Remember Freddie, I won't say his last name, at Payne Weber when they first started to show us how to make a UE? I'll tell you a funny story. This guy was crazy. An old Army guy. And, nobody had computers. There was no such thing as an internet when we started, right? And then all of a sudden it all just hit at once. And we used to have a trading room. And you used to have to hand your stock trades in. If you wanted to buy a mutual fund or a stock, you'd go down to the wire room. You'd hand in your ticket. It would come back, you'd get your confirmation, and you'd go. And then they said, okay, everybody is going to get a computer and do trades on their own. Now, being an old school guy, he was at the end of his career, and he was not embracing technology really well. Let's just put it this way. So Freddie, we saw him in the office, and he had the mouse, and instead of it being on the table, he was pointing the clicker at the machine, or at the computer. And you got to realize there was no laptops back there or anything, big monitor. And all of a sudden, he says some words that I probably shouldn't even repeat on a podcast. And I saw the computer, the monitor, go right out the door down the hall. And it smashed in a bunch of pieces. And he said, if you think I'm using this goddamn crap, it was so funny.
It was hilarious.
So funny. He was the nicest guy doing anything for you. But, boy, he had a temper when it came to, converting to some of that stuff. He was old school.
All right, I got it. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
If there's an award for the most tone-deaf way to spend taxpayer dollars during a pandemic, Mark Poloncarz wins this dubious distinction hands down. Later in the video, you're going to see exactly where he wants to send five political patronage employees on a taxpayer-funded junket, and he wants you to pay the bill. But first, let's turn back the clock 1 year, where Mark Poloncarz said you'd basically kill your family if you went out on St. Patrick's Day or celebrated Easter dinner.
We went home and infected grandma and killed her.
Imagine that.
That's a bad thing.
This year, we heard doom and gloom, dire warnings about COVID-19.
Holy cow. Reminding everyone that COVID's still here and there's some really high numbers out there.
Make no mistake, it is serious.
We need your help with controlling this pandemic.
60 people died from COVID-19 in the month of April in Erie County.
This is not the flu. This is a serious virus that has killed thousands of people.
You are in part to blame for this, according to the health commissioner.
It is bad behavior, I think, that is That's driving right. a lot of our infections.
Erie County had no other choice but to crack down on you, your kids, and your family because you can't follow rules. Shame on you.
Really surprised at the amount of people I saw walking around Delaware Park that weren't
Delaware
wearing masks.
Delaware Park, Erie County.
Hold on a second. Delaware Park is outside, folks. Outside. You'd be surprised at how many people outside were not wearing masks. Are you people insane?
They
Do
are.
Do you hear
they
yourselves?
Are.
Do you realize that people, normal people out there are getting together in small groups or getting together in large groups or getting together with their family? They're doing it maskless. You people are freaking lunatics. You're
lunatics.
Outside. I'm going to start lunatics. Shaving people. I saw someone ride their bike the other day with the mask on. Take off the mask. There's nobody near you. You're by yourself.
You know what I do?
What's the
Here's
matter
what
with
do.
You people?
I mess with them, Glenn. If I see somebody on a bike like that, I say, hey, stop. I say, I noticed you're wearing a mask. I saw COVID down there. So if you're gonna ride your bike, I would go that way because I saw COVID 8 doors down.
And they just what look a at me joke! Like, what's the matter pretty, with you people?
They look
Seriously.
At me like I'm messed up. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty messed up, isn't it? And what's even more messed up? Wearing a face diaper as you're riding your bike outside.
I'm telling you what, man, unbelievable, it really is.
Hey, keep in mind, folks. For all you watching, keep in mind, Mrs. Gail Bernstein doesn't have the stones to come on radio and explain why she's earned hundreds of thousands of extra dollars, right? In overtime, calling it voluntary work. She doesn't have the stones to come out and tell the taxpayers what she's earned. Mark Poloncarz has never answered, by the way, why they ordered all kinds of extra meals, frozen meals, that they could pork chops and stuff like that, that they could take home to their families as they were getting record paychecks, right? So
the
it's not like, okay, hey, you volunteered your time as government officials because there's no more money left, so the least we can do is buy you some dinners you can take home.
Right.
These are people that, unlike the restaurant owners and salon owners and all the business owners that have just gotten crushed, they've been getting their paychecks, and not only have they been getting their paychecks, they've been getting extra money.
But if they were seriously concerned about, well, you got to wear your mask outside, why aren't they wearing the mask? That's what bothers me the most, right?
Oh,
if
it's
that dangerous,
back up.
Why is
back
Gail
up,
Bernstein
man.
Down at the crowd, right? Why are they, right? Why are they being seen golfing with buddies? Why is Nancy Pelosi getting her hair done with no mask on? Why is Governor Cuomo traveling to Georgia and hugging people with no mask on well before the vaccine? If this is so deadly.
They know it's bullshit.
They know it's bullshit. Exactly.
That they know it's bullshit. And don't, by the way, don't send us emails. You don't believe in COVID. I don't believe in the way we responded to COVID. And by the way, if we treated influenza like this 2 years ago,
we'd never
it would
leave
have
our
been
house.
Way worse.
We'd never leave our house.
Never
leave
our house.
If
millions
we treated everything
of people
like this, we'd be locked down forever.
Millions of people died with influenza every single year. And you notice I said with. That's the key word here, folks. Lots of people died with COVID. Few people died of COVID right now.
Yep.
Even the Buffalo News, I was talking to Tom this morning, the Buffalo News came out with an article about the fact that the percentage of younger people is higher now of deaths than COVID. Well, but you really look at it, the younger people, all the older people are either vaccinated or they've already had COVID and beat it, right?
Right.
So now you've got some young people. So the fact of the matter is we've gone from 1,000 people that died with COVID to now 20 people that died with COVID and are they happen to be younger folks, that the same amount of younger folks died. It's just less older people died. So
it's
instead of telling
percentage.
The truth,
instead
of telling the truth, like, hey, look at nobody's dying that's older. And there's a few people that passed away with it that were a little bit younger in their 50s. They can't. They just can't. They cannot help themselves but to lie and scare you and say, oh, my God, the deaths are up so much in younger people. No, they're not.
Shame on the media.
No, they're not. No. All right, let's play.
Some student athletes from playing high school sports.
We have put 83 teams on pause.
Teachers were told to stay away from one another in schools.
Don't hang out together in the break room.
No Dingus Day celebration this year.
No. We've advised them they cannot have the traditional parade. They can only have a car parade.
business owners were scolded for letting workers around other employees.
You shouldn't even have a break room open or a lunchroom open. This should be closed.
Children are being told it's...
By the way, can you stop that? Can you stop that? There was a breakout in the Erie County Health Department because all of them were getting together in the break rooms and hanging out. That's the truth. And I don't want to say a breakout because, you know, COVID just went. It's going to do what it's got to do. But again, rules for thee, but not for me. Right?
That's right.
If you go back, I don't want to go back in the video now, but go back earlier. Watch them tell you that everybody should have a mask on as there's five or six of them around the microphone, none of them wearing a mask. Right, the liquor authority and those disgusting pigs handing out fines in a room together, none of them wearing masks, but they're like, Santoro's $5,000, Mike and Glenn's brew pub $15,000, none of them wearing a mask, disgusting pigs.
Yep, exactly.
Other kids in classrooms
are seeing many more cases in schools.
We've been told over and over again, limit activity around other people.
So we need you to stay at home.
Whatever you do, don't travel.
Stay at home.
People are refusing to isolate and quarantine.
Don't you dare go to Florida.
We are aware of quite a number of students who are on spring break and appear to have caught it on spring break.
So let me hold on a second now. Think about the stupidity of this statement. So you're going to tell me, Mark, that people left Erie County with a higher rate, went somewhere else with a lower rate, caught it there, and brought it back to the higher rate. Do you think that they caught it where they were and then brought it to Florida? Do you think, Mark, would you think about that? I mean, Florida's got half the rates the rest of the country does, right? So you mean you're going to come to Florida where the rates are half, you're going to get here, and then bring it back to your hometown where you've got four times the rate that Florida has. What kind of brains do you have in that head of yours, Mark?
None.
None?
None. And you know what? Shame on 247, Dave McKinley, the only one who's actually questioning any of this stupidity, right? Channel 7 will be like, oh, yeah, this is great. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. He went to Florida. Florida's a hotbed. Oh, my gosh. How many people have we talked to throughout the last 6 months? Like, boy, the numbers in Florida, they were bad. Like, no.
Is that the restaurant?
35% less. With a much older population than New York. Did you get that? I didn't know that. Of course you didn't.
Of course not.
You might want to stop watching, 247.
That's right.
In March, we were told not to travel.
We'll get through this.
Please strongly consider postponing your travel to a later date.
And you were basically ordered not to leave New York.
We really want to limit the travel, especially outside of New York State.
Don't travel. Unless, of course, you're a political patronage employee of Mark Poloncarz.
Wherever you are, you can die from this.
How about Vegas? Can you catch COVID and die from getting it in Vegas?
People catch COVID, they get sick, they go into the hospital, and then they die.
That's right. Back in February, guess where the Poloncarz administration booked a trip for patronage employees to go to? Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby.
Such a smart ass.
In February, at the height of the pandemic, when a vaccine was not readily available for all, churches were limited to attendance, kids weren't in school, sports banned, businesses closed. That is when the Poloncarz administration started booking trips for patronage employees to go to a junket, a conference in Las Vegas. Poloncarz wants to send five local patronage employees to a Homeland Security conference in Las Vegas starting on August 30th. Interestingly enough, some of these employees actually asked to bring their families along to the MGM Grand in Las Vegas.
Why not?
Take a listen to
there's extra money in New York.
The rooms that you'll be paying for these patronage employees and their family. MGM Grand. This colossal emerald-colored casino resort is fronted by a signature 40-foot bronze lion. Modern rooms, they have sleek furnishings, glass-topped desks, and marble bathrooms.
I love MGM. We had a great time out there. We had our one of our conferences out there, which was fantastic. Now, of course, we're a private business, so it's huge. It's okay.
Yeah.
But the hypocrisy is, I think, what everybody is just so sick and tired of, right? Mark's going to tell you look, and even still, you still can't have a drink at a bar at a wedding facility. You still can't stand up and have a drink. You're not supposed to dance, for God's sakes. What's the matter with these people?
You can't. Yeah, this is how asinine this is. So the Cuomo lie is that they're opening up New York. Okay, well, opening up New York to me means I can live a free life, which means that you wear a face diaper if you want to. I don't want to wear one. I'm not wearing one. I want to go out on a dance floor and strut my moves. I want to go on a I'll go out on a dance floor and strut my moves. They say, no, we'll open up 100% capacity, but you still need to wear face diapers. You still need to be 6 feet apart, and you can't dance at a wedding. So that's not opening up 100%. That's bullshit. That's telling me that, okay, you can open, but not really, right? Not really. We're still going to control you, right? Unless you work for Erie County. You can go to Vegas. You can party up and go to MGM Grand on the taxpayer dime. I'll bet my left foot that they'd go to MGM Grand. None of them would be wearing a damn mask. They'd all be, partying, having fun, drinking
That's
beer,
just for show.
And doing what they want to do. He ends that, by the way. I don't know if you want to watch it and end it, but they end it with a huge party where the Las Vegas Raiders play. So you're not going to. So yeah. So apparently it's okay. It's not okay for me to go watch my Buffalo Bills play with a beer because God forbid we do that, right? But Erie County workers can go hang out in the Las Vegas stadium and party it up on the taxpayer dime. Bullshit.
Like, we got to play this. Have you seen this? Did you see this? Can you see my screen with the guy standing here?
I can see it.
Can you see me? Okay, perfect. This is hilarious. This
By the way, for those of you listening to our YouTube, our podcast, you should consider watching us on YouTube because you get to see some of the videos here, which are great.
Absolutely. This, by the way, is on our Twitter feed. I posted it there. You can go to @FinGuys or go to our website. You can find all the things that we do, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, our podcast. We have TFG Truth Podcast in addition to this podcast. Don't miss out on that one with Mike and Mike. They do a great job as well. We also have all the different departments.
They actually interviewed Lee Zeldin, who's going up against Cuomo this morning.
Nice, so. That's fantastic, yeah. Beautiful. So, yeah. All right, let's end with this because this sums up the hypocrisy and the media right here. This guy, Mike, watch this whole thing because this guy in the car is a rock star. He goes, "You're just doing it for show. You just do the things that you're supposed to do that they tell you to do." He goes, "Explain to me all these montages. We're all doing the same thing. I can report whatever I want." Then he proceeds to put the mask on before he gets on camera, and the guy goes, "See, why are you putting the mask on? You're doing it for show." He goes, "Well, because I'm told to." Oh, you just told me you weren't told to. This is priceless. Here we go.
Yeah.
Protesters. I have no political agenda, sir. I really don't.
What about all
Nobody
the
that I know does either. We're purely objective journalists.
Yeah, you are. What about
truly, sir, from the bottom of my heart.
Okay, I know.
A political dog in any
Okay, what about all the what about all the compilation videos where they show thousands of newscasts in every city all reporting and saying the exact same thing?
I nobody tells me what to say, sir.
But there's compilation videos on YouTube and Twitter. They got millions and millions of views where every reporter in every city at every station, they say the exact same thing word for word. How do you explain that?
I don't know what you're referring to, so I can't.
Of course you don't. Of course you don't.
Yeah. Okay.
I know. Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you so much for your time. It was
Thank
nice
you.
To chat with you.
It was great talking to you.
Have a good one.
Put your mask on. Watch out. The virus is going to get you. Oh, why do you got to wear? You didn't have your mask on the whole time, and now you're putting your mask on. Here's the guy. He's been standing here the whole time without his mask. Here's his camera dude with no mask on. But here he is. Now he's still trying to scare everyone. Now he's going to put his mask on while he reports.
The guy's so
Keep spreading that fear, buddy. Keep spreading that fear. Why didn't you have your mask on before? Now he's not talking to me. Why didn't you have your mask on the last 10 minutes?
Sir,
huh?
They're asking us to wear it per guidelines for television.
So you're told what to do. Exactly. You just told me you weren't told what to do. You just told me you could do whatever you want. Oh, you're just told what to wear.
I'm trying to follow and set a good example.
Okay. Set a good example. Is that what it is?
You weren't before.
Sir, I appreciate it. Can you please let me do my job now?
I like filming phonies. What's your name again?
David Phony? Kaplan.
Yeah, go somewhere else.
The guy's just so dejected. He's like, he just sits there and says, oh. You know what it was like, Mike?
That's
it's like
awesome.
It's like the girl that we talked to that got a drive in the SUV. Like, didn't your grandmother drop you off here at this environmental rally in a big SUV? Yeah.
Oh,
I guess you're right. I should be ashamed of myself.
They don't tell me what to say. No. Put on your face diaper.
Did you hear what he said?
Why do you got your face diaper on?
All for show. Do you hear what he said?
At all for show.
We are told, every news report in the country is told, put the masks on for show. As soon as the camera's off, the masks are off.
It is dividing people. That is not how we're supposed to live. And it is killing folks' immune systems. But it's dividing this country big time. And it's hurting a lot of businesses. Ask restaurants how they're doing, folks. Ask them how they're doing. They're going to tell you they're still struggling. You know why? Because nobody wants to hang out with face diapers with their friends, right? They're staying at home, inviting everybody over to the house, and hanging out in the backyard. It's crushing businesses. Ridiculous. This girl, do you want to end with this lady? She's spot on. I sent this. By the way, if you're watching this, I would encourage you to figure out who is on your local school board, and you should send them this video. This girl deserves an award.
Yeah, we'll end with this one. Let me pull this up.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Let's get her going here. The right spot.
I sent it to every single board member at the schools my daughters go to.
Well,
every single board member and said, by the way, when my daughter gets sick, if her immune system is weak because of your face diapers, I'm coming after you guys. I'm suing.
But the frustrating part is all for show. That's the frustrating part. Look, they're the CDC guidelines, they're instructing us at the news station to put on these masks when we get on the camera. Now, why would you do that? Your cameraman's not wearing a mask. He's more than 6 feet away. You can't hear people clearly. So you're going to get on camera and go, how stupid is this, right? It's all a lie, folks. The virus is not fake, but it's honest to God. If we treated the flu the same way, we would never leave our houses.
Worse.
And that's
way
what they
worse.
Want. They want us
that's what they want.
They want us petrified. They want us fearful. Look at these kids. I'll do whatever the CDC tells me to. I'm wearing two masks and I got vaccinated because I'm going to do that until the government tells me to jump off a bridge. Oh, no. Oh, wait a minute.
Right.
Idiots. They're idiots. Yep. Sheep. No brains of their own. And that's what the government wants in this country. We don't want you thinking.
Well, that's what
that's what they're doing in schools. Don't think, just feel. No. Right? Don't use your brain and common sense. Use your heart, because that usually works out pretty well. Idiots.
No, no.
All right,
that'll get you a job
in life.
This
is perfect.
That'll feed your family.
Every month I come here and I hear the same thing. Social, emotional health. If you truly mean that, you would end the mask requirement tonight. Tonight. This is not March 2020 anymore. We have three vaccines. Every adult in the state of Georgia that wants that vaccine is eligible to get it right now. And every one of us knows that young children are not affected by this virus. They're not. And that's a blessing. But as the adults, what have we done with that blessing? We've shoved it to the side and we've said, we don't care. You're still going to wear a mask on your face every day, 5 and 6 year olds. You still can't play together on the playground like normal children, 7 and 8 year olds. We don't care. We're still going to force you to carry a burden that was never yours to carry. Shame on us. My 6-year-old looks at me every month before I come here and she says, are you going to tell them tonight? Tell them I don't want to wear this anymore. And I say, baby, it's not time to fight that battle yet. I try to explain that there's so many things. But it's April 15th, 2021, and it's time. Take these masks off of my child.
Yes.
And I know what I'm going to be met with. But
this should go to every school board member.
We did not vote for people at the CDC. We did elect leaders who do create policy. We elected the five of you. We chose you to make difficult decisions for our children. We chose you to make decisions that would be in our children's best interest, enforcing 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 year old little children to cover their noses and their mouths where they breathe for 7 hours a day, every day for the last 9 months for a virus that you know doesn't affect them. That is not in their best interest. And this has to stop. Defend our children. My 6-year-old can't come up here and say this. It has to stop. Take these off of our children.
Good for her. Here's two other headlines, by the way. New York Post. This Carol Markovitz has been doing a phenomenal job on calling out the hypocrisy and all the garbage from the CDC and Governor Cuomo and all the rest of the crap. Here's her headline, May 2nd, 2021. The CDC's cruel irrational guidance traps our kids in the forever pandemic. And that's exactly right. And she's talking that's about right. these ridiculous camps. The CDC maintains that vaccinated adults who work in these camps should also continue to be masked. And, of course, kids should wear masks, too. Why? You just said
the
CDC just said if you're outside and you've been vaccinated, you don't need to wear masks if you're together, unless you're a camp counselor? Stupidity.
If you're vaccinated, why the hell do you need to wear a mask anywhere?
Anywhere.
You shouldn't need to wear it
anywhere.
If you're vaccinated, you should be able to go on living your life, right?
Anywhere.
Not hiding from a virus that you have a 90-something percent chance of not getting now, with a 99.97% chance of surviving if you did get it.
Here's another one. The Wall Street Journal. Youth pay a high price for COVID protection. Leaders' greatest failures was not focusing on the elderly, who had the lower costs and far greater benefits. And this piece is spot on. It basically says, you know, in one case with the elderly, you could say that the cost of you know, asking them to lock down was probably equal to the benefit of saving their life potentially. But you can't make that case for younger folks. You can't make that case for kids. You can't make that case for other businesses. You can't make that case for young adults, right? And so what have you done?
It's not even close.
So the price,
not even close.
The price that we paid is way worse than the benefit that we got from all these silly lockdowns, these mask mandates on our kids, and the stupidity. And the thing is, folks, they don't believe it. Don't for a second think these people believe it. Mark Poloncarz doesn't believe it. Governor Cuomo doesn't believe it. Governor Cuomo traveled to Georgia before the vaccine came out and is hugging people with no masks on.
No masks.
They don't believe it.
They're booking trips to Vegas on taxpayer dollars as they're telling you to stay at
home. Look, if you really believe that something was so deadly, and I've seen the people, we played the video of that poor girl in the elevator who's petrified.
Well, there's a lot of people. Hey, look, there's a lot of people that listen to this bullshit and they're brainwashed.
But Mark Poloncarz is not one of them, right? Gavin Newsom's not one of them, right? Nancy Pelosi's not one of them. These people, it's all for show, folks. They all get together, right? They're all together at the bar. They're all having drinks at Nancy Pelosi's house. And then they go to Congress and they all put masks on. Why?
And,
for the cameras.
And let me go back to just, we'll wrap this up with follow the money trail, folks. Nancy Pelosi made a shitload of money over the last 12 months. Right. Nancy Pelosi benefited from COVID. When the stock market dropped 47%, I assure you she's got money managers like Mike and Glenn that rebalanced her account and bought low.
Sure.
Right. Probably even Marky Mark's got some money managers that benefited from this. If don't forget, Marky Mark didn't miss one paycheck along the way. You know, Gal Bernstein, overtime, big time overtime. Right. 19 million hours in New York State. 19 million hours. Overtime hours, 19 million, right? $850,000 or $850 million, I'm sorry, of overtime money in New York State because of COVID. That's real money, folks. This is big time money that these people are making. That's hilarious.
Did you see this?
Action figures.
Unbelievable.
No. Oh my gosh.
This is what.
Oh my gosh.
This is,
I thought that was a spoof. That's a real deal.
It's a real deal. Government is religion to these
real life action figures.
To the leftists, government is their religion. Government is the best thing that's ever happened to them. Government makes everything okay, right? Not religion. Oh, no. Religion's bad, right? God, bad, right? You know, the Ten Commandments, bad, right? No, freedom, bad.
You can't make your own decisions.
Is their religion. These people are cultists is what they are.
Mentally ill.
And they go from one cult to another. They go from the COVID cult. The COVID cult came from the environmentalist cult. I'm sure we'll get back to that crisis at some point. I'm telling you, somebody sent me the video. It was awesome. I think I reposted. It was hilarious. A guy doing he was a comedian up in Wisconsin. He goes, I was in a restaurant or whatever, and I saw somebody with a mask with no mask on, and somebody else came up to them and said, "Sir, you got to have a mask." He looked at me and goes, "COVID's over. Find a new cause." And he walked away. That's my response going forward. I love Wisconsin. But that's the truth. Like, go find another cause. What's the next cause now? They'll find something.
Yeah.
They'll find something to want to control your life with, I assure you.
How dare you? How dare you?
How dare you? They always want to control your life, right? She's flying around the world accepting awards as well. Not a thought in the world about what her carbon footprint would be, but she wants you to ride a bicycle to work. That's how it works.
That's right.
All right, folks. On behalf of Mike Lomas, thank you again for listening. We appreciate it. If you haven't subscribed, do so. We'd really appreciate it. It helps us out a lot. Give us a thumbs up if you like what you heard. Hit the subscribe button. You'll be notified for all the new podcasts and different things that we come out with. And, of course, check out our website, thefinancialguys.com, for all the business entities that we operate and all the things that we do with the different departments and whatnot. And, of course, all the social media pages as well. So on behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We'll see you on Saturday on the Financial Guys Radio Network.